What are we talking about? Is Myrtle on? Myrtle's here. She's
Myrtle. Yes, I'm here. Hey, ladies.
Hi, buddy. What? All right. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about staying safe with your medications, Jillian.
Oh, this is such a serious topic. It's remarkable. I can't tell you, by the way, how many people I know personally, including yourself, that have had incidents with taking the wrong dose, the wrong drug, at the wrong time, and it has been nearly life-threatening.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, do you know that at least one death occurs every day?
What?
From someone taking the wrong medication or simply having a medication error. And so since 40% of adults take at least four or more meds a day, this is something everybody needs to get serious about and we all need to be careful with.
Oh, wow. I actually had no idea. That's terrifying.
Well, the way you sort of manage the fear is to get your arms around the facts and arm yourself and get your power and get yourself behind your work that you need to do to stay on track.
Janice just put this wow fact sheet you sent over in front of me.
Yeah.
So wait a minute here. What is this about $3.5 billion in costs for lost wages and productivity? What is that?
Yes. So what often happens, Jillian, when patients take their medicines is they make mistakes, and mistakes are very easy. Either they don't take them the right way, they take too much, they take them with things they're not supposed to take them with. Mm. And so all of these mishaps really do cost us all a great deal of money, because when you get sick from not having taken your meds right, you can't go to work, you can't get your kids into school, you can't do the things that you're supposed to do as a mom. So it really is very disruptive. But probably what's even more frightening than that is the potential things that can happen with your health.
Right.
And so given that we know that medication errors are large, mm-hmm. huge numbers in terms of errors, they've surged to more than 50%. It just means that we need to be paying more attention to it, especially since so many of us are taking medications for whatever reason.
You have here 4 in 10 adults take 4 or more medications a day.
A day.
And that doesn't include over-the-counter medications, vitamins, or supplements.
That doesn't include over-the-counter meds. So whether or not you're taking a pill for your blood pressure or your postmenopausal, you're taking hormone replacement therapy, or, you know, you twisted your knee and your doctor gave you a med to get the swelling down in your knee, the average is, you know, more than 4. So this really is an issue that touches a lot of people.
Okay.
And I personally have been through a horrific situation with medication where I happened to develop an allergic reaction to a medication. It literally almost killed me. It caused me to have total kidney failure. And at 46, I almost lost my life. So as a part of my effort to really help consumers navigate the healthcare system, I think this topic around medication is really very important.
So hit me, buddy. What do we? You give me my prescriptions for managing this. Literally, I find that ironic. The prescriptions to deal with your prescriptions.
Exactly.
Yeah, but all right. I'm sufficiently worried.
So we're going to go through 5 prescriptions to help you manage your prescription. So number one, get to know your pharmacist. You know, first of all, choose one that's in a convenient location for you, that you believe will provide you the services that you need, because this person is going to be your partner in your care.
Really?
They're going to be the one to check your medications to make sure you're not having drug interactions.
Really?
Absolutely.
I always thought your doctor was supposed to do this. Is
no,
your pharmacist?
Doctors are our first point of defense.
Okay.
But your pharmacist is really an even more important point of defense.
Okay.
Your pharmacist will tell you if your drugs will interact.
Okay.
Your pharmacist will also tell you if a medication you're taking interferes with food that you're taking. There are a couple of high blood pressure medications and allergy medications that actually don't work if you take them with grapefruit or grapefruit juice.
Wow.
So stay friendly with your pharmacist. Get to know their names. Understand the hours that they're open. And only go to one pharmacy or pharmacy chain.
Oh my God. Do you realize I go to, you know, depending on where I am, whichever one is closer, I'll just call my assistant and say, I'm here. Have her call it into, there's a pharmacy at this building. Like, we don't.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay, my friend. So this is the reason why I would love to see you change your approach. Pharmacies that are connected, and I don't have any preference whether it's a Walgreens, a CVS, or a Duane Reade.
Right.
Just choose one.
Okay.
Because they have your records on file, and they will know exactly what other medications you're taking. If you're going to one local pharmacy here and you switch to a CVS in 2 weeks and then you switch to your Safeway pharmacy in another week, you can easily see how your prescriptions could be sitting in five different places.
Right.
And that safety net that you're counting on for a pharmacist to tell if your new medication is going to react with something else you're taking, that safety net is gone.
Got it.
So the biggest thing everyone can do is to stick with one place. If you don't like the place you're at, switch up.
Got it.
To get all your medications and your prescriptions in one location.
Got it. Okay.
The next thing I encourage people to do, and we've talked about this a little bit, but record. Write down everything that you're taking. It's so simple. Take a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be fancy. Write down your drugs. Write down your supplements. Write down the over-the-counter drugs. Tuck them in your pocket and make absolutely certain that if you believe that anything you're taking is causing you to feel badly, report that to your physician right away and be as specific as you can. You know, Monday night at 8 o'clock, I started to feel nauseous.
Right.
And I had taken the medication 3 hours before. Be very specific so you can help your doctor be a detective.
That's so clever. I have to say, this is so random, but a couple years ago, I started to get this little rash, like little red dots around my eyes. And I could not figure out what it was. And I went to my dermatologist and he's like, well, it's stress-induced rosacea. I was like, what? It's what? And I was saying, like, sometimes I feel sick to my stomach and, then it comes out and I get it across my eyes. Turns out that after eliminating all of this crap, I could not figure out what it was. I went away on vacation and didn't take my vitamins, and it went away, and it was this vitamin B supplement I was taking that was giving me this crazy reaction across my face.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I had no idea. I never thought for a second it could be anything that I was taking, anything that I was supplementing. I thought, like, I've got an ulcer, because granted, Biggest Loser was making me miserable enough to give me an ulcer, but swear
but
to God.
Loser, and we loved you on the Biggest Loser.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Here's the thing, Jillian. The great thing about what you learned is you used your own deductive reasoning to figure out that, no, this was not stress-induced.
Right.
You know, you have high energy, but high energy does not necessarily mean stress. But also, it's very likely that the B12 you were taking was formulated with things in it that you were allergic to.
Right.
And you could easily take another brand of B12 that was formulated differently and be absolutely fine.
I've been scared ever since. So now I eat, like, so I started incorporating, like, grass-fed beef once a month because I stopped taking my B. I will try a different, you know what, that's genius. I'll try a different kind of B. But it's amazing that even with supplements, it can happen, not just medications.
Absolutely. It's rare that you see someone who is actually allergic to a vitamin, because vitamins are natural substances that occur in our food. But it is, wouldn't be unusual to find that whatever powder they were using to form the pill, for example, has other stuff in it that you might have been allergic
Got it.
To.
Thank you. All right. So be a reporter. Track, write down everything that you're taking. You always told me that we should also have that in case we get in an accident.
Totally.
So, like, if the paramedic comes, they can see, okay, she's on X, Y, and Z, so it won't interact with these other drugs. But in addition, keep track of what you're taking and how your body's responding to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you're having trouble, keep track of it so that you can report it to your doctor. And I would report any adverse reaction to a medication early. As soon as you see the symptoms, call your doctor and talk about it. The worst that'll happen is he'll tell you, oh, that happens to just about everybody, and it'll pass in a few days. Or it happens to a lot of people and it won't pass, but the benefits of the medication for you are so great, let's see if you can tolerate it.
Right.
But you don't want to be second-guessing when you think you're having a reaction to a medication.
Got it. Okay.
The next thing I really want to encourage people to do is be clear when a physician gives you a medication. So many mistakes occur because the patient heard one thing and the physician said something else. So there are three points of checking. There's number one, when you get your prescription, make sure you heard the doctor's, heard the doctor right, and make sure what he wrote down is what he said. You know, drugs sound the same, like Flomax and Flovent.
Yes.
Celebrex and Cerebrex. So close. Make sure you know what you've been given, what you are being treated for, the dosage strength that you're being given, and how often you're supposed to take it. And make sure that's exactly what's been written on that prescription form.
Okay.
I recently had a situation where I had a prescription for myself because I have ongoing sinus problems during allergy season. And I took a prescription into the to the pharmacist, and what the pharmacist gave me back in no way mirrored what I knew the doctor had told me I was being given.
Really?
And so after getting, you know, you get your prescription, you get back to the back of the line, and you get back up front. By the time I got back up front to tell the pharmacist that I think there had been a mistake, they actually verified that, in fact, they had made a mistake. So here's the other thing that you should be aware of. The number of prescriptions written in the past decade has doubled, but yet the numbers of pharmacists have not doubled. So pharmacists are human. They make mistakes. Check your doctor. Check your pharmacist.
That, you know something? That goes back to the, I think we are so trusting in all the worst ways. And I was talking to Susie Orman. I know this seems unrelated, but it was about money and how we got into this mess. And she's like, we were too trusting.
Mm-hmm.
If they told us we could afford the house, we believed it. We
mm-hmm.
didn't stop and get proactive and go, can I actually afford this? When I look at my finances, can I make this work? It's like, I never look at to see what they give me. I trust them. I never go, is this my prescription for blah, blah, blah? I just think, like, they know what they're doing. I don't have the time for this. To a certain extent, it's just I'm being lazy.
I don't think, God, no, the last thing anybody would ever describe you is as lazy, my dear.
But oh, thank you.
the healthcare system is complicated, and the system has its stresses, and there's just one really important fact. And just like Susie said about finances and how we have to get more involved and take more of a leadership role in what happens with us, the same is absolutely true about healthcare.
Yeah.
We have to step up front. We have to be leading. And you have to just think about it as being your power now. You have to take your power. You have to use it.
You got to be proactive.
Because every set of eyes on this, there just can't be too many.
Okay. That's such good advice. I mean, that's great. I tell people, it's like you got to be proactive with everything in your life. Why would this be any different?
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay.
That's exactly right. The other thing that, you know, the fourth prescription I'd like to share with everybody is how important it is that that you don't play doctor. Now, what do I mean when I say play doctor?
This is WebMD, I think, really hurt a lot of people because it's like they're looking up symptoms online, you know, and trying to diagnose themselves. Is that what you mean? Because I know I've been guilty of doing that.
I think self-diagnosing is not a good. I'm not a doctor. You know,
yeah.
I know what I do really well. But I also know that there are reasons why people went to medical school.
Yep.
Because they're supposed
That's
to
right.
learn how to do this.
Yeah.
But I also see people in my community, in the MyrtlePotter.com community, do little things for various reasons. They decide they're feeling better, so they'll just cut their dose in half.
Oh, yeah. I see people do this with antidepressants, and it makes them suicidal.
Yes.
I'm like, you cannot do that that way.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Or you get into a financial crunch, and you decide you're just going to take the medicine every other day.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, there are generally very good reasons why people are looking to try to make a change.
Right.
But instead of you trying to work that through yourself and playing doctor, call your doctor. Make your doctor do the work. Ask your doctor what he or she should do. He or she can do for you.
Right.
If the medication's getting too expensive, maybe the doctor can give you some samples from his office that'll help defray some of the cost.
Right.
Maybe there are other special programs that the pharmaceutical company will have that will support you in reducing your cost. But don't play doctor with your medications. It's just too dangerous.
I can't tell you how many people I know have done that. I've even seen contestants on The Biggest Loser would do it, and we wouldn't know they'd done it. They'd feel okay, and they would stop taking like their blood pressure medication, and
yeah.
we wouldn't know they'd done it until suddenly they'd be damn near passing out on the treadmill, and
yeah.
my medic would be like, what's happening? And they would just be like, oh, I felt fine. I stopped taking it.
That's amazing. You've seen this in person.
Yeah.
And, you know, even our former president, Bill Clinton, he had clogged arteries. He was put on a cholesterol-lowering medication. And he stopped taking his medication. Why? Because he said he felt better. He didn't
yeah.
think he needed it.
Yeah.
Well, and even our president's not a doctor. Our former president's not a doctor. So let your doctors do their job.
That's good advice. You're right. Okay.
And then lastly, and this is just really simple, just follow the directions. Look, you know, get familiar with what your pills look like. If you're going to a pharmacy, and the pharmacy gives you a pill that looks different from what you have been typically taking, question the pharmacy. Now, here's something that's very important. Pharmacies use generic drugs. And generic drugs, I believe, I trust the generic drug system. They are generally much less expensive than a branded drug when generics are available.
Right.
But pharmacies will oftentimes get different generic drugs from different sources. And the different sources can produce different-looking pills. So don't let a different pill alarm you, but do make it prompt you to ask your pharmacist the question, is this the same medication that I've been given?
Got it.
It's just from a different source.
Okay. Wow. This has been a great segment. Well, they all are with you, but I gotta say, like, I think I've been guilty of every single one of these things, which pisses me off.
I gotta confess, this one was an easy thing to do because I've been guilty of all of them.
Yeah,
every single one. And the last thing I want to leave all the listeners with, Jillian, is don't take your medication in the dark. You know, don't have your bedside stand filled with your 4 or 5 prescriptions, and in the middle of the night, you feeling around thinking you know which bottle is the round bottle versus which is the round tall bottle. If you're taking medicine in the middle of the night, turn the light on.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely certain you know what you're taking.
I can't believe it. I've done that too.
Isn't that something? It's just you never think of that.
When I was on thyroid medication, before I got off my thyroid medication, you have to take it when you haven't eaten for a while.
Yeah.
So I would I'd lay in bed and like wait and blah, 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 blah. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to take it. But I'd have my other supplements up there as well. Because it's like I had to take my MSM glucosamine for my hair and my joints. Oh, no, Myrtle. Oh, no. Thank you so much, buddy. Where can people find you?
They can find me at www.myrtlepotter.com. You can also find me on Facebook. If you look up Myrtle Potter, your trusted voice in healthcare, I've got a great Facebook page where people can get lots of information, free tips, great resources. And, of course, I'm always grateful if people follow me on Twitter. And my Twitter name is Myrtle Potter.
Thank you so much, pal. I appreciate it. It's been what a great segment. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And one last thing, Jillian.
Yeah.
I believe I'm set up to be on the Today Show on August the 4th during the 8 a.m. hour, where we're going to be talking about how to manage the hassle of insurance in your doctor's office.
Excellent. In the 8 a.m. hour?
8 a.m. hour.
You bitch! I can't even get on in the 8 a.m. hour.
I'm feeling your love.
God damn it.
I'm feeling your love.
Oh, Lord. All right, knock it out of the park. I'll be watching.
Okay, sweet. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I can't get on the today. How many years did I spend on that bloody network? And now...